Minister of mercy and compassion. I will bless thee and I will restore health into thy body. I have come to thee this night and I have asked him to fill all thy heart and become a vessel for the master's use. Would you lift your hands and surrender yourself to him tonight? Would you lift your hands and believe him tonight? Would you lift your hands and say yes unto the Lord tonight? Would the Lord God visit you tonight? Would he heal you tonight? Would he strengthen thy mouth tonight? Would he give power unto thee tonight? This is not going to be a long service. No part of this is going to be cut tonight. We're not going to go back in the past tonight. We're not going to communicate in the afternoon. We're not going to talk about tomorrow tonight. The problem is the very silence. Now the kingdom has come now unto thee. Tonight the kingdom has come now unto thee. Tonight thou shalt be born. Thou shalt be the way that I have called thee. And thou shalt be back. Tonight the kingdom has come now unto thee. Tonight the kingdom has come now unto thee. This is our last opportunity. This is the last thing that I will visit thee. The day thou shalt be born. Thou shalt be one of our brethren for me. The day thou shalt be in the kingdom. And thou shalt hear my voice no more. The day thou shalt live in this kind of garden. And I will visit thee no more. I say unto thee again, the kingdom has come now unto thee. Thou shalt not talk kingdom from this time forward without a visitation and a realization of the meaning of it. It is all that walks into that which I commit unto thee tonight, and I'm speaking in the midst unto every heart. I'm unfolding myself unto thee in the beginning now, and in a moment thou wilt be left in silence. In a moment I will speak unto thee, but if thou wilt not heed my voice, the kingdom will depart from thee, and thou shalt be a vessel of the divine woman. Thou shalt go back from that which thou hast called thee to. But if thou art the salt of the earth, then let the salt go forth. Thou shalt let thy light shine, that men might see thy good works, and glory in the fire for Father. Thank you.
other people's faith. What will it bring you to what man has for the world? You feel that. Let the love of God protect you, that it will come out of you. Are you going to be from this point out a follower of the truth or a follower of God? For all of you are familiar with God, then the gift of the Lord is in the temple. And if you've got a ministry, are you going to stay rest for the Christian ministry? Are you still going to be under the domination of the Christ? Or is God going to be good?
But since that day, every man has to pray in the kingdom of God.
Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord. Not everyone that says, I'm a Christian, said I'm the kingdom of God. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. He must suffer. He must enter the kingdom of God. That didn't mean we got saved in the way that baptized in it. We must suffer when we must enter the kingdom of God. What do we come as we enter the kingdom? We shall in no wise enter the kingdom of God. Thank you.
Thank you.